Morning. My name is Jason Malalsaw, and I'm the Public Relations Manager for the Louisiana Public Health Institute. And just a little bit, I am from New Orleans, I'm a New Orleans native, and I am a Cajun. So I just thought that would help wake y'all up a little bit. Okay, just to tell you a little bit about the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living. We are the state's comprehensive tobacco prevention and control program. It was founded in 2003, and it's funded by 2 cents of a 36 cents total state excise tax on tobacco products sold in Louisiana. We are an affiliated program of the Louisiana Public Health Institute, which is a private nonprofit organization located in New Orleans, Louisiana, and it has a statewide presence. For my presentation today, I'm going to talk about using media and public relations tactics used by the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living to manage media messaging related to the enactment of the Louisiana Smoke-Free Air Act, Act 815, and to educate and assist the public and affected business owners on how to comply and properly adopt the Louisiana Smoke-Free Air Act. So hopefully this presentation is going to help you to use media and public relations to shape positive public opinion in support of policies that protect public health, plan and develop clear and concise messaging across partner organizations, which is a good portion of this presentation, hopefully, determine effective collateral materials for policy implementation, and I've brought some here for some of you who would like to take some home. I have some after the presentation, and to defend public health policy victories through media and communications. A little background. Louisiana Smoke-Free Air Act was passed in June of 2006, but was not enacted until January 1st of this year. During the time between, we had about 6 months, well, 3 to 4 months or so, to plan and develop our strategy to help the state properly comply with the law, and to also just create a positive view of the law and positive report and of the law with the state. Depending on the state and your own law, of course, you may not have that amount of time to prepare, so we realized that was a luxury. So lesson learned is here, if you're expecting a law in your state to be enacted, you should definitely try to plan for the enactment well prior to its enactment, because you may not have the luxurious 6 months or 3 to 4 months of time that we had. Okay, planning your work, framing all discussions about the law. Depending on your law and what it covers, the details may or may not be complex. For our law, it was a little bit complex because it covered many things and exempted others. Of course, it's the Louisiana Smoke-Free Air Act. It's prohibiting smoking in most public places and workplaces, but it exempted bars, freestanding bars, casinos, and some hotel-motel rooms up to 50%. So, therefore, it's important to choose the most important elements to address in your general messaging. For our law, we categorize messaging directed toward our institutional targets that we defined that were affected by the law, and they were restaurants, pre-K through 12 schools and campuses, and general workplaces. So just a very, really succinct manner of describing the law and what it covered. And who the law targeted. So we developed a single general statement that describes the law as succinctly as possible. For example, the Louisiana Smoke-Free Air Act prohibits smoking in most public places and workplaces, including all restaurants, pre-K through 12 school campuses, and other workplaces. Very simple, straightforward point. We set general themes to frame all discussions in public conversations and or interviews about the law, of course, to hopefully serve as sound bites for interviews. The law represents a significant victory for the public health, one that will have a positive impact on the health of the population and the state's healthcare system. And also, with the passage of the Louisiana Smoke-Free Air Act, Louisiana joins the ranks of national leaders in protecting the public from exposure to secondhand smoke, which we were very pleased and proud to be able to say. Regarding talking points, we developed a master talking points document for all staff and partners and all affiliated programs that we worked with who were going to help us spread the message about the law. We included details of the law in simple, plain language again. We researched and anticipated opposition-related media questions, such as, some say the new law will be bad for business. What do you say about that? Of course, you all know that your opposition is going to come out of the woodwork and ask you lots of questions that you're going to need to defend. So, of course, we need to prepare in advance to be able to anticipate and answer those questions. And also another question that we prepared in advance the response for was, many people think this law is an infringement upon individual property rights. What do you think about that? So just a sample of the type of anticipated opposition questions that we created responses for. And in addition to those questions, it's good to supply pertinent stats and facts for your talking points that help support why the law is needed, generally speaking. words, workers' health care costs of the state, economic impacts from studies done in our other states that have passed a similar law. These are some of the types of stats that we included in our general talking points documents for partners and grantees and so on and so forth. And then we organized a statewide speakers bureau. We prepped all of our members with those talking points that we developed, answers and messaging themes, and we prepped them to act when needed. Our bureau that we use in the state of Louisiana consisted of 9 statewide regional coordinators. We have statewide staff all across the state in each of the 9 major Office of Public Health regions, members of our steering committee, Regional Office of Public Health Medical Directors, and Secretary of the Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals. So a really diverse network of people who were ready to speak on behalf and positively about the law when needed. Regarding media relations, 10 days prior to the enactment of the law, we alerted media to remind them the law was going into effect. Granted, we did a lot of media relations well in advance and prior to this, but for today's presentation, I decided to hone it down to just right before and post the law. We provided them with a contact list of all of our speakers on our speakers bureau, and we provided them samples of all the materials that we developed so that they knew that we had prepared these materials to help business owners and affected parties in the state comply and adopt with the law. And then, of course, around December 28th, just prior to the enactment of the law on January 1st, media began calling us, and we were well-versed and well-prepared to have all of our Speakers Bureau members be able to serve in TV, radio, interviews, and print radios, and so on and so forth. And here's just a few samples of some of the coverage that we got. Louisiana brings a healthy attitude for Louisiana. I'm sorry. January 1 brings a healthy attitude for Louisiana with Louisiana Smoke-Free Air Act eliminating smoking. Let's all be clear where the ban is and isn't, and New Year's law, smoking ban, building code, and others go into effect today. We had some other titles that were a lot more interesting than these, but had some difficulty finding them. As far as grassroots and community engagement, in addition to the media relations and tactics, we decided to use the Louisiana Smokeout, which was a rehash of the Great American Smokeout. Normally, of course, that event is in November and it targets cessation and quitting, but we decided to reframe it on behalf of the Louisiana Smoke-Free Air Act, and so that we could raise awareness with restaurants and assist them in request that they go smoke-free prior to the law, as we stated, to protect health of their patients and staff and not just because of the law. Our 9 regional coordinators secured 3 restaurants in each region, and they were allowed to place tabletop displays and materials about the law and some of the collateral materials that we had developed in restaurants. So it was a really, the law was really, generally it affected restaurants, was the biggest target that we had to do the most of the work in terms of educating the public on. So it was a nice opportunity to kind of do some grassroots, really do some engagement at the grassroots level with restaurant owners and patrons of restaurants, because those are the persons that we wanted to make sure really understood well what the law covered in terms of making all restaurants in the state smoke-free. And then after the law, actually, we organized community and business roundtables where we invited the public and affected business owners to come out and learn more about the law. So there's just a few examples of some of the grassroots type of community engagement activities that we conducted. And just here are some shots from the Louisiana Smokeout event. Some kids and a child and his mother signing up some materials that we created for the restaurants. And then we organized a letter to the editor campaign as a part of our strategy. We drafted supportive letters that echoed all of our predetermined messages that I mentioned earlier. We submitted them through all our networks in response to as much network news coverage as we possibly could in print that was talked about the law. So whenever there was a story about the law, of course, we followed up with a letter to the editor, which is our general practice for Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco Free Living. We try to do that as much as possible to continue echoing positive support of the law and the details of the law and what it covered. It's important that these letters reflect community support, both real and AstroTurf. AstroTurf referring to letters that are written or ghost-written by a centralized office or person and then submitted through others who sign off on them, which is a very effective technique if you, of course, some of you probably already use that. And also should reflect medical and scientific support for the law. And then, of course, this was all coupled with a mass media campaign. During the period prior to the enactment of the law, August through December, we developed 3 television commercials, 3 radio spots, 4 billboard ads, 3 print ads, messaging and imagery all targeted our predefined institutional categories by demonstrating proper compliance with the law, i.e., generally speaking, removing ashtrays, displaying no smoking signs in public view. I did not bring samples of the television or radio spots because for fear of the things not working. I didn't want to stay away from that. Here's some of our billboards that we used to spread the word about the Louisiana Smoke-Free Air Act. Changes in the air was the general theme that we set for the media campaign, and I have some t-shirts as well that have the changes in the air. There we go, sorry. Of course, you can see the fork and knife with the no smoking plate. Smoking is so last year. That was one of our ideas from one of our creative advertising agencies, which I guess you could tell me whether or not you like it or not. Smoking section, now outside. We got a lot of comments on all of these things. And as far as some of the collateral materials that we developed to educate the public and make them aware of the law and help them comply, we created toolkits, a small informational folder containing inserts about the law details, how to comply, and who to contact for enforcement. All materials were made available, of course, for download on our website, tobaccofreeliving.org. We also created matchless matchbooks. They're paper matchbooks that look like matches, but when you open them up, there's no matches inside. They're just a blank piece of paper with a message about the Louisiana Smoke-Free Air Act, stating you can no longer smoke in those predefined places. Of course, t-shirts, and we set up a toll-free number, 1-866-94-TFL, and it offered automated messaging about the law that complemented the website and the other materials that we developed. Just a shot of our homepage, and those are the matchless matchbooks that I referred to earlier, and I have some of those, as well as these Louisiana Smoke-Free Air Act toolkits and these two shirts. I have plenty of these to give out, hopefully, if anyone wants them afterwards. Defending the victory. We conducted indoor air monitoring studies at restaurants and bars with handheld air monitors before and after the enactment of the law. The results garnered additional earned media coverage to help defend the law when it came under attack during this year's legislative session. It was really important during that time because the law, even though it only was enacted on January 1st, came under attack just 4 to 5 months later in the state legislature. So some of the materials that we used to help defend it, of course, were the indoor air monitoring studies. And our polling data revealed that 81% of registered voters in the state supported the law, and we released that after, of course, the law was implemented. And, of course, this also garnered additional earned media coverage. Some outcomes. During this campaign, the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living earned more than 110 positive to neutral media articles and letters 1 month prior to and following the enactment of Act 815 for roughly $396,000 earned media value and just over 3.8 million impressions. Generally speaking, it appears as though we had effective management of a majority of discussions and messaging related to the enactment of the law. Though we had some negative coverage in terms of the opposition coming out of the woodwork and wanting to kind of put the law down, we did manage to have limited negative coverage of the law, and our coverage did outweigh by a good majority the coverage in general. I mentioned earlier, our public opinion polling revealed that 81% of voters in Louisiana favored the fact that Louisiana Smoke-Free Air Act eliminate smoking in all Louisiana restaurants, which you may or may not think is a big deal, but of course, talking about Louisiana, no one ever thought it would happen there, so it is a fairly good victory that the support is so high for our state. And according to a newspaper article a couple months ago, there was a 95% compliance rate among Louisiana restaurants, according to the Louisiana Office of Alcohol and Tobacco Control, which also is, we're working on securing that exact figure and working with the state to find out what that final figure is, but again, pretty impressive that there's such a high compliance rate with the law. And, of course, just general ample thanks from the public, just thanking us for doing the great work and helping protect them from secondhand smoke exposure. Just some next steps. We're going to be doing some awareness-raising tactics, including paid and earned media efforts planned for the one-year anniversary on January 1st to highlight support and compliance for the law. We're going to continue to defend the law and strategy development to counter attacks aimed at weakening the law in the future. And then, of course, we're going to start organizing in the near future local communities to advocate for stronger smoke-free laws at the local level. And that's it. Once again, my name is Jason Malosaw, and I'm the Public Relations Manager for the Louisiana Public Health Institute, in addition to the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living. And there's my information. have some shirts and other materials that I can give out to anyone who's interested afterwards. Thank you.